What's up, folks? Welcome to ninoscorner.tv. I'm with Rosangel Perez. Thank you for joining me again, Rosangel. Man, this is a big one today because is nudity the new trend? Is being naked going to be the thing? I mean, it seems to me like all the celebrities are going sheer. I guess that's a word, the term you use now, sheer. And what I'm here to say, folks, is this is all engineered. This is all in your face, because what they're doing is conditioning the public to accept the degeneration of society, and they're doing it in increments. And they're starting with celebrities because that's what they're used for. Celebrities are just pawns; they're just tools to push this agenda of perversion, and that's what I'm going to say here. And so I just first saw this with Kanye and his girlfriend that was walking barefoot. I'm like, I'm onto this. I know where they're going with this. Now you sent me all these articles and pictures of Halle Berry posing naked over her balcony, people wearing see-through stuff. You can see their nipples. Come on, man. People have kids. You go to public places, people bring their families. People don't want to see this garbage. That's my argument with it. How are you, Rosangel?
I'm well. Hello, Nino. Hello, the Nino community. It's good to be back. This has been a trend that I have been secretly just having tantrums about. And a lot of times I get pushback from someone who's a part of the industry and also has friends that are in the fashion business. And they're always like, but this is, the latest thing. But, when you kind of start seeing that kind of fashion pour into the everyday, like it's a house party and one of the guests is in a sheer outfit, almost half naked. It's a little bit like, what do you do with it? It's a culture clash.
Right. And they're always trying to push the envelope. That's just the fashion industry. That's just celebrities in general. That's what they use celebrities for. But when you're wearing see-through stuff, the only time I thought this was acceptable was when I was at the Playboy Mansion and the women there were in body paint. But that's, there's a time and place for things. That's the Playboy Mansion, right? But this, in public, look, I'm not going to argue that I don't find this attractive. Of course I do. I'm a man. She's a beautiful woman. Who wouldn't? But, how far are we going to go with this? What about children? What about when men? I'll never forget. I went to an ACL festival, right? And in Austin, Texas, it's a music festival. And I remember this guy who was trans was walking around in just a robe, naked, with a sock on his private, or like a some kind of. And I remember I was thinking to myself, why isn't this guy getting kicked out? Why is this allowed? Why aren't the security guards saying anything? It's because he was trans. And they were scared to approach him. So he was able to walk around the park butt naked with just a sock around his junk. I don't know. I mean, I'm seeing this stuff now creep up. And there, it's just, to me, another way to chip down morality, chip down our ethics, and pervert society more and more.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Like, I understand celebrities needing to look glamorous and, sex sells. Like, I'm not saying that I'm not putting a moral stamp on it. I'm just saying, you look at statistics, sex sells. And it's, it's not a surprise to see a celebrity being sexy, but where do we draw the line? Like, I remember when I was, in the music industry and I started seeing like celebrities like Beyonce being more and more and more revealing when they started out like sexy, but in a way that looked glamorous and elegant. Not to say that Beyonce toes the line in that one really well, but there are some celebrities that have taken that to so many notches. When you think about Little Kim and, showing up at an award show years ago and she had a nipple out. When you think about the MTV moments from Janet Jackson with Justin Timberlake, was that really an accident? Who knows? But we keep seeing more and more. The Super Bowl with J-Lo at the age of 50, spinning around in her beautiful physique. But it's a football game. It's directed to family. And she is in a pole, half naked, doing pole dancing. Is this appropriate? When are we, the masses, going to say enough? Like, there's adult entertainment. And then there's us hanging out and being in real time with the kids. And I just think that this is getting a little bit madness.
Yeah, it's going too far because I mean, you'll be eating. Let's just think about this. Who's going to emulate these people? It's going to be all the youth. It's going to be the 15-year-olds, the 20-something-year-olds, and you'll be out with your family eating dinner. And the next thing you know, there's a half-naked lady sitting next across from you that may be attractive or not. And you're just going to be like, what the hell is this? What am I looking at? And your kids are going to be looking at that going, Mom, Dad, it's like, look, she's naked. Her nipples are out or her ass is showing. I mean, that's come on, man. When do we as society say hey, enough is enough? When is it indecent exposure? Whatever happened to indecent exposure? Can they dress around like that around your family? I mean, that's indecent exposure. You get arrested for that.
But okay, all of this sort of, if I'm not mistaken, page down, there might be examples of celebrities and dresses in here, so you can kind of see what I'm talking
Damn,
about.
she, I mean, come on.
Nothing to the imagination. She's a
No.
beautiful woman.
I'm not going to say I don't like it and it doesn't turn me on. Of course it does. I'm a straight man. But except for that one. But just kidding. All right, so then we keep going. But see, okay, to me this is probably the most tasteful one out of it because she's at least covering her nipples, right? I mean, with flowers.
And my thing is like, when did sheer, it's one thing to wear sheer dresses and now you're in underwear. It's another thing to now be wearing sheer and now you're naked. And
Right. So at
because
least it looks like you
this
have some
is,
kind of bathing suit under it or something. But this is like, now
but
they're
even,
really pushing the envelope.
but you know what, Nino, even that it's pushing it a little bit too much because you are a woman wearing a sheer dress and you're showing up to a family party. And there
I
are
know.
modern
It's just.
women that will defend that. But you know, one of the reasons that I feel inspired to have these conversations with you, Nino, is because, hey, I'm not defending how you want to dress. You know, that's not my prerogative, but we are still here on this earth mixing it up with everybody else and trying to figure this out together. And when you show up to a family party, like where with nothing to the imagination, you may be drawing attention that you may not want for yourself, or maybe they do want it. I don't know, but
No, they want it.
it's uncomfortable for people in the room. I'll tell you, Nino, I've been in spaces because this is not just celebrity in the quote unquote new age movement. We see a lot of women or like women who do yoga. I remember being in yoga classes and seeing women in front of me, beautiful, beautiful women, but they're wearing these tight yoga pants that are almost see-through and they're doing the downward facing dog and they're doing it in a position where I'm like, are you trying to turn on the rest of us in this
What
in
yoga class
this
is this?
They do have naked yoga, even
Oh.
though I haven't been describing that one. But my thing is that it's
Where
sort of
is
just,
exactly?
oh no, they do have naked yoga. But I wasn't even talking
Really?
about naked yoga. I'm just sort of talking about trendy yoga of the modern woman who is, out there moving, looking very beautiful, maybe focus on her physique and her looks. But are you aware of how that is impacting the environment? When you have a woman in a house party saying, I just feel like I want to take my clothes off right now. I have witnessed this in real time. I've witnessed men saying in the room, no, you will not take your clothes off because we have younger people in here. And quite frankly, I don't want to see you naked. But this
Yeah.
is part of women's liberation. And hey, to each his own, it's just.
So you know where I'm going with this. Like, who's going to be next to do this? I mean, it's acceptable for women right now. Then it's going to be men. And then that's where I'm going to be like, come on, man. Because I mean, there's to me nothing more vulgar than that. I mean, so here we are with all, see, they get some of them are tasteful. Like, now, well, she's, I think she's, that's kind of, well, Kardashian, I think that's. To me, that doesn't look too bad what she's wearing there.
No, that doesn't look bad at all. But here's
But
the
it's when
thing,
the
right? Because
nipples are
that's,
exposed.
but here's the thing, that's the Met Gala. But now this fashion, like I'll give you a real-time example. A few months ago, well, last year, my sister and I were in Phoenix and we went shopping and I didn't like any of the dresses because all of them were very sheer. What am I looking for? A slip? Or am I just gonna be baring my top and bottom and showing off that? I just say that I think that there's a correlation. We have a relationship epidemic happening, and we just sort of maybe have to examine how each of us are projecting ourselves out there. And is it working for you?
So
So yeah,
see,
this is
you're,
interesting. Halle Berry's a
yeah,
beautiful
she's
woman.
got nothing on top, does she?
And no, and the bochinche on here is that this was an accidental post.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, nothing's accidental. Wow. Yeah,
And then for
no.
Mother's Day, Nino.
That was Mother's Day? Of
Yeah.
course. See, I think this is all, strategized, engineered, planned out. They leak it through, they push it through with the celebrities, and then they get it out. And then the next thing that they know that people will are very impressionable, especially the youth, they'll start doing it. And that's how a trend takes off. The next thing you know, you got naked people walking around everywhere. I mean, this is insanity. I mean, this is like really taking off. Look at this. Here's a video of that you sent me of Rosalia steps out.
Rosie.
Look at that. Nothing new. I mean, complete just. Wow, man. Just look at that. And this lady here, she's just starstruck taking a picture with this, what I call a clown. Unbelievable. Look at this, man.
And here's something I wonder, right? Is this something she wanted to do, or who's suggesting this? This is what I mean about depravity. We're pushing a culture of depravity. I mean, when we see like the artist Sam Smith, and when he started, when he was emanating these almost angelic sounds, and his songs were just invoking this romance and beauty and this longings and inspirations, and all of a sudden you see what he's become. And how he is exhibiting himself on stage with a thong and showing his, what are we doing? And then people
Oh no,
who
see, that's where I'm coming in to say they know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. And they get called by their fashion designer or whoever, handler, and they're saying, okay, sweetheart, this is what we gotta do next. This is what's in. This is what you gotta do. You're gonna get paid this much or that much, and this is so hot right now, like Zoolander. I mean, this is what's going on. This is what's happening. Look at
And
is
here's
this
the other
Rihanna?
thing, Nino. It's not just young women. It's one thing to see a beautiful young woman, right? And it's just another thing to see someone who's an older woman or of elder age, grandma. Look, I mean, again, to each his own, but I don't really want to see any woman like that in a family gathering. Or, how many people are complaining that women are picking up their kids in
But a lot of
school?
people are going to say, oh, that's just a tie. That's just fashion. Get over it. That's not a big deal. No, there's people that implement this. They'll go out to a brunch where you have your family and you'll see people with see-through sheer. They call it sheer. And then if someone says, hey, man, what are you doing? Well, this is so sheer. This is the style now. This is where it's headed. And I am here to say that they know very much what they're doing. They're chipping away, lowering the bar. And I'm telling you what's coming next. It's going to be people that aren't so sexy, men, and are they going to be walking around with their junk out? I mean, I'm serious. Just the shaft covered up. I mean, this is where they take this stuff. And then what?
And
You see them out at the mall? I mean, this is going to get crazy.
well, we do see some of that in New York already. More of the women, right? I told you I saw a woman, a beautiful woman, just gave birth. She was wearing a sheer dress with, I don't know if it was bra and panties underneath or bikini, but she was pushing a newborn baby on a Sunday morning when everybody's walking to church. I mean, it's one of those,
To church?
she wasn't going to church, but everybody at that time in the morning on a Sunday, they're going to church, right? So
See
when you
that? See,
see
I also believe this is a direct hit at Christians. This is all part of the Pike Three World War thing, where it's they're manufacturing this diversity, this division, and they're pushing it, and they're instigating it. They're putting out agitators. Agitators in this would be the celebrities who are wearing this stuff. Agitators that start movements. Agitators that are like gasoline on fire. What they're trying to do is corrupt and take out Christianity. And then obviously, I have to say that's my opinion, but I see it plain as day.
It's really sad. A lot of times I've had, and my sister too, we've had men ask us, or young people looking for their girlfriend to be like, hey, can you ask the ladies when you talk to them to, stop being such a boss bitch or modern queen, or stop being so about this. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, unfortunately, we are our own worst enemy when it comes to delivering messages to each other, myself included. I think this is why my sister and I are our best teachers and mirrors of each other, because it does take a great vulnerability to examine how you're moving about in the world. And I just want to say, in full disclosure, I had a lot of modern woman tendencies growing up in New York City that I realized were not helping me in building relationships with people, men or women, because there's just something a bit narcissistic about that.
See, this is all cool when you're in your 20s, and then you keep this going, and it doesn't end. You just stay on this path, right? And doing what you want, independence, women's rights, liberation. Then you get into your 30s, and then you're in your 40s, and you're alone. You don't have kids. A lot of women aren't having kids anymore, and neither are men. So they're both just sitting there going, "Well, I can have a one night hookup. I just go on Tinder. I go on this app, or I go on that app," and but there's no substance. It's just their life has a void in it. And at the end, in the end, it only hurts them. It only hurts them.
Right, because we're not building familial
No, it's not about families
relationships. We're
anymore.
not building families, and we're not
They
really
don't want
building strong
that.
relationships.
It's scary. I see, that's where I see this going. And they've been hard at work at this for decades, folks. Decades. It all starts off. Women's rights, this, that, take the dad out of the family, break the family unit, and then you're left to where we're at right now. And it's only going to get worse if they keep having their way. And that's why I do shows like this, to bring awareness to everybody and say, ah, don't fall for it. Like, what they're doing seems cool. Seems like it's the next obvious evolution of fashion. No, it ain't. No, it's not. No, it's not. I know what they're doing. I know what they're doing. I come on to them. Let's switch gears for a second and talk about some Bieber. Not Beaver, folks. Bieber. Justin Bieber. well, we were on the topic. I kind of but so let's talk about Justin Bieber for a second. Look, I said, I want to talk more about this guy. I mean, I feel like he was a megastar. He still is a megastar, but I feel like he was actually secretly, now this is my opinion. This is allegedly. I don't know this for sure. But from what I've heard, the whispers throughout the industry, from what I've seen in tapes, and seems to me like he was like trafficked. Okay. Like, I just think he was passed around amongst everybody in the industry.
There seems to be a really dark, a big darkness around Justin. He started out so fresh-eyed.
Yeah. I mean, when he started hanging out, and then he was a, given to Diddy, and Diddy had guardianship over him, and then he belonged to this guy and belonged to that guy. I know even Mayweather was with him for a few days before camp. I mean, what is that? What is, let's really think about that for a second. What is he? It's like he's getting passed around amongst all the rappers and hip hop artists. Why? Why is that even a thing? How is that even happening? It's almost, I swear that's what it seems like to me, doesn't it to you?
Yeah, why is that a thing? I mean, there's clips out there of him, of older women pinching his butt, or just sort of almost salivating over him. And then there's that weird photo shoot with him and Kim Kardashian, that took place years ago. And again, you see these beautiful, bright-eyed, angelic kind of vibing celebrities who all of a sudden you see a darkness, a sadness, a tortured soul look in their eyes. And if it's just one or two people, but you keep seeing this, name the celebrity, and you kind of see the same clues in many of them.
Macaulay Culkin, what is it, Aaron Carter, didn't he just pass? You see these celebrities that something really dark happens to them. I'm going to play this video right now just so people can hear.
Justin Bieber was singing this song. He was actually exposing everything that he had to go through as a child in order to become the star that he is today, which is exactly why when he recently
Did you see him right there with P. Diddy? He looks so happy, like he was in it. Like maybe he was looking up to P. Diddy, like, wow, I'm with my hero, a guy, a mentor, and who knows what Diddy did to that boy? Who knows? We don't know. I'm not saying anything, but look at Bieber now.
linked up with Diddy, he was no longer trusted.
It was hard for me being that young and being in the industry and not knowing where to turn and everyone, you know, telling me they love me and, you know, just turn their back on you in a second.
I was innocent and I was young and I trusted everybody. And with being young and innocent in this industry, it's not necessarily the best thing because people would take advantage of vulnerability. Everybody saw me sick.
You know, I feel really sad. I actually do feel really sorry for this kid because he didn't know any better. I mean, I guess you should blame his parents, right?
You know, the music industry is very conniving, and there, when you look into the details of why maybe a parent would be so trusting in letting a young boy go and travel, is the way, it's the manipulation in the industry, the way they gaslight even parents. Of course, you know, ultimately, if you're a parent, you make the best decisions you can for your children. And a lot of parents look back and they regret that they got gaslit by people who didn't have great intentions for their children.
So sad.
No one gave shit. They criticize the things I did as an idiot kid.
No one ever knew that when Justin Bieber was singing this song, he was actually exposing everything that he had.
Wow. Well, I think there's a lot to the Justin Bieber story, and we're about to find out a lot more of it. I think he's gonna come clean soon. I don't know how soon, but I think with the P. Diddy scandal happening, I think with everything happening in Hollywood, I think this is the year of exposing, like Cat Williams said. I expect Justin Bieber to come out with some really hellacious, terrifying, horrific news. And I'm going to be the first to say a lot of this stuff with the Me Too stuff and all that, you know, Harvey Weinstein. Look, I kind of blame the adults because they're adults. You go into a room with this guy, you know what he's about, you know, you want that part in the movie. I see that different. Justin Bieber, he's a child.
That's a good point. You know, when the Me Too movement came out, one of the things that I was asking myself as a woman is, when are we going to talk about the younger people in the industry that have been taken advantage of? Because, you know, I understand that a lot of women have experienced abuse, but it was really the main focal point. And then, of course, some women abuse that spotlight and hijacked the main issue and the trauma and the exposure away from the people that were really trying to expose it. And you know, there are a lot of victims here. Unfortunately, we don't really get hold the space to male victims, whether a children and adult. And we see a society where, I mean, how many articles are we gonna just keep seeing in the mainstream of a woman teacher hooking up with a young
Jeez.
teenager? And the thing is that it's almost in culture, and also in cultures that I have been around, it's sort of like, yeah, you earned your stripes, you're a man now.
Yeah.
So a lot of this
I remember I'm not oh boy, I don't even know if I should say this right now, but yeah, I actually hooked up with a high school teacher. And I remember all my friends were like, "No way. I can't believe that." Yeah, that happened to me. So, I'm not gonna say who
Naughty,
or nothing.
naughty.
Huh?
Naughty, naughty.
Yeah. But I will
But again,
say, go
the
ahead.
culture has changed in a bit. You know, we're looking at the world with a better, with a wider lens, and we're starting to realize that maybe as a collective, we have overlooked certain trends that aren't healthy, and this the young adult and adult relationship that has been sort of relaxed around certain age groups, including in the music industry, but also in our familial day-to-day. I think that we're seeing a re-examination of that. And maybe it's because as a society, there seems to be less information, or I don't know, the young people seem to be a little bit different these days.
You know, there is a double standard, because I remember when that happened to me, I told my boxing coaches and they were like, "Atta boy, good for you." You know, patting me on the ass like I was a man. If I was a girl and that happened with like a male teacher, they'd be out there with pitchforks. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there is a double standard, but rightfully so. I mean, look, I'm not saying what happened to me was right. It wasn't. But wow. You know, we got to really, really take a step back and look at all things here, folks, because society is definitely, it's on its way down the drain, if it's not already going down the drain. And that's why I do shows like this. Rosangelo, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Another episode done, folks. Nudity, being naked is a trend, is coming, and then you're gonna start seeing, like, you're, I saw at the ACL festival, the I'm telling you what I saw at the, I would never imagine I was gonna walk in and see some guy in just a thin veil type robe with a sock on his junk, and then that'd be acceptable, and nobody told him anything. I don't know, man. This is just getting out of hand.
We're in the culture of political correctness. You're not supposed to be disrespectful in those ways. God forbid you're a patriot, though.
Yeah, exactly. All right, folks, leave a comment. Leave a comment down below. Let me know your thoughts and opinion. Do you see this going in that direction? Also, Rosangelo, where can people find you?
Okay, I post every day on Instagram, Cafecito Break 10.0, and join our Substack, Cafecito Break. Thank you.
All right, Rosangelo, thank you for being here.
Bye.